In The Haunted House, or Mostelaria, we return to Roman comedy. In fact, though this course mostly proceeds through texts and character types in chronological order, in The Haunted House we turn to the earliest of all our texts. We do this in part because the play has resonances with Mansfield Park, which is coming up on our syllabus. I'd be willing to bet that Jane Austen read it. The author of The Haunted House, Plautus, was born around 254 BCE in Rome's Republican era, when Rome was engaged in a series of wars with Carthage. From these wars, Rome gained the province of Sicily, which, having connections to Greece, was crucial to the development of Roman theater. As one can tell from The Haunted House, Greek culture was associated in Plautus's Rome with decadence, revelry, and effeminacy, and with high culture. Scholars have noted that the architecture of Simo's house has Greek elements that the Romans considered impractical and silly, and yet the Senex, or old man Theopropides, admires them and thinks the house worth purchasing. At the same time they made fun of Greek culture, Romans tended to view it as somehow superior. This ambivalent attitude was an important condition of Plautus's comedy itself. Plautus's plays were really imitations of Greek drama, his comedies imitations of Greek New Comedy. Such ambivalence, which created conditions ripe for the imitation with a difference, all mixed up with irony and self-deprecation, has always remained a part of the comic traditions so important to the evolution of literary character. As the Romans were to the Greeks, so roughly were the English to the ancient and modern Italians. Plautus himself heavily influenced Terence and then Shakespeare, who imitated both. Accordingly, we will recognize in Mostelaria transformed elements in All's Well. If we have read The Taming of the Shrew, we will see memories of the haunted house there too. In fact, much stronger memories of the haunted house there. Shakespeare uses the name of the haunted house's clever slave Tranio and the not-so-clever slave Grumio, as well as both characters in The Taming of the Shrew. And that brings up another reason why we are turning repeatedly to Roman New Comedy and New Comedy in general. New Comedy is fertile ground for the translation of character from one setting to another. It sets a precedent for such translation, since Plautus and Terence regularly translated clever slaves, old men, prostitutes, young marriageable types, adolescens, braggart soldiers, buffoons, mothers, from setting to setting and plot to plot. And as we're beginning to learn, both from our reading and from our own creative experiments, such contamination and crossbreeding were crucial to the development of complex character. Of course, characters weren't the only elements that moved around. So were setting and plot devices, such as the lockout scene in which someone comes home only to find that he can't get into his house, or the all-too-familiar comic theme of mistaken identity. Finally, in this play in particular, we might note that even if the playwright isn't using the term character to mean ethical disposition or fictional person, there is something of the idea of person as the bearer of a mark or an imprint in the play. One might see it, for instance, in the continual implicit and explicit comparison of persons to houses. Houses in this play express a certain attitude toward the world and certain cultural features and that persons also express. These are the manifestations of an ethical and cultural mold or type or pattern that is translatable from person to person, to house to estate, to artwork, as in the painting Tranio claims to see on the front of Simo's house. Insofar as these patterns say something, they might be compared to writing, yet they are more than just letters and words. One might speculate that by Jane Austen's time, writers who apprehended such patterns were calling them character. Jane Austen, too, would have known her fictional persons as characters, and it would be worth thinking about the relationship between characters and the character about which we have been talking.